Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Paul Tonko, Democrat from New York's 20th District, one of the funniest guys, always cracking jokes that I know. Paul Tonko, I guess I want to ask you one thing. Impeachment, where do we go from here?
Well, I think, you know, the Intelligence Committee has done a great job, thorough job of making certain that they drilled down on some important dynamics. It's unfortunate that some did not appear. Even when offered a subpoena, presented a subpoena. But they've done a great job with the witnesses that were able that they were able to bring to the table. And I think that you know, they have cited many reasons for us now to look seriously at an impeachment vote. I think that you know, the next step now is to have our Judiciary Committee headed by a New Yorker. Representative Nadler.
Well, I know him. I lived in his district when he was a mere kid, a mere child.
Yeah. And that task now will fall to the Judiciary Committee to determine our next steps. But, you know, as the committee is concluding its business, its rounds of business, more information is still being presented. And it's somewhat interesting to hear many people say, well, this doesn't approach an impeachable situation. And I think that, you know, if we open up and look at the information that has been shared, you know, it was putting yourself ahead of country. It was, you know,
bribery.
And certainly, you know, I will see what the committee's come up with a final analysis and report, but many, many concerns about even national security. Putting our allies at risk, putting Ukraine at risk with dollars that were intended for their military safety, the military investment for their safety, and then utilized in a way to, well, I have a favor, though. So to find more information, dirt on a potential opponents, which to me seems tremendously unethical and and again, a grave concern to the issues of abuse of power.
Two people, Deval Patrick, a man who I admire tremendously, and Michael Bloomberg have entered into the fray. What's your sense of what that has been to the race?
Well, I think they're both people who would approach the nomination from a moderate perspective. Mm-hmm. And so I think it... As the number of candidates was dwindling, now it's grown again, and will perhaps create new dynamics, especially since this is, since they both bring like a moderate viewpoint to the issues.
Are you a liberal or are you a moderate?
Well, you know, I think the work that I do is pretty much moderate when it comes to. The fiscal side and perhaps liberal when it comes to the more social issues, because I think, you know, some of those have been taken back, they've been challenged, those issues, and I think we need to, you know, assert a more fair and just outcome.
So who are you for?
I have not made a determination yet.
I've been asking this question for months and months. Come on, get off the dime.
It's months and months before the election, and... you know, I think that with the debates...
I won't know what to do until you tell me.
Yeah, well, something tells me you'll make up your own mind. But, you know, I think we have very good people running that will bring the case to the country, that to the people of this country, that it is more than time for a change. I think that a lot of attempts to roll back this whole exercise of making America great appears to... include rolling back efforts for clean water, rolling back efforts for clean air, and undoing regulation that protected a lot of folks from various situations.
Now, there are some folks like me mm-hmm. who believe that Trump really is owned now by Putin.
Well, I think it's very easy to state that we've played into his hand, and he has to be very happy because I think the gentleman, I use that word lightly, I think Mr. Putin is about unraveling democracies around the world, and why not start with the greatest? And it seems like through the forces of our presidency, we've played into that hand rather well.
Just extraordinary. There's more and more proof of it. I mean, when he fired Comey and he said to those Russians, I've taken care of this by getting rid of the Russian thing, and how he loves Russia and he loves Putin. And down the line, seems to me that one makes two.
All at the expense of our allies, too, many times.
That's right.
And, you know, you get concerned that the trust factor with our allies is put at risk, that we may lose that bond that we have with so many of them, that I think is essential for us to keep the stability out there in a very fragile world.
Now, Speaker Pelosi said with Trump, she told him that all roads lead to Putin.
Yes, I think that's an accurate assessment. I mean, it just keeps coming back to Russia and the fact that we have, when the president keeps mentioning him, it's like there's this constant agenda to assist the Russian efforts. And, you know, it was shown, it was pretty much determined that the Russians hacked our elections. They were involved in a way that was counterproductive, and they messed with our democratic republic. And I think that's unacceptable. And I think it's why I had called in June for an impeachment inquiry on June 3rd. Based on the Mueller report, because there were at least 10, if not a dozen, instances by the president or his team in obstruction of justice and abuse of power.
You know, now that you've mentioned Mueller, you know, I've been thinking about Mueller a lot lately, and I think, he doesn't come out looking that good. He could have been a little bit more courageous.
Well, and I think he needed cooperation, more cooperation at the table. And I'm seeing now with the openness of the impeachment inquiry that the Intelligence Committee is doing, that there just is a defiance. There is not a cooperative spirit to work with Congress for these hearings. And if you have nothing to hide, if you maintain your innocence, why not allow these people to testify? It's a huge question as to why they would stand in the way of having these folks, share what they know.
Good question, but I think we know the answer already. He doesn't want to. He's as guilty as sin about all of this stuff, and therefore he doesn't want anybody going up to the Capitol to testify. Yeah.
Well, I think, when you can chastise and denounce a military hero, a lieutenant colonel, for not wearing his dress, for wearing his dress uniform, that just seemed to be a slam against, this individual who's a tremendous American story. His whole family, he and his family, are a tremendous statement of what this country offers and how he has honored his love of country, of his new country, through the military. And the same can be said for Dr. Hill.
I have one last question. Giuliani is saying that President better not turn on him because he's got insurance. What do you think of that?
I think that's a pretty bold statement, and I don't know what to expect day to day from the statements he makes. I think his name has been involved in so much of the darkest involvement out there that it'll be interesting to see as we go forward what happens.
It's true. Congressman Paul Tonko is a Democrat from New York's 20th District, a guy who comes in and sits here and talks to us and takes abuse from me. And I so appreciate your being here, Paul.
I would say it's my pleasure, and I should say it. It is my pleasure.